the pot not soda. And now it's time for Brian and... Oh, damn. Enjoy the show!
Yeah, so we're going to be Sandlot for these Beer Olympics on Friday. That's my team.
Being
characters from Sandlot.
Well, who is Benny?
Benny is Benny the one Jet. Female on our team, Kelly. And she's definitely not the best.
But Kelly Drucker?
No.
But is she fast?
Oh, okay. Okay.
That's all that matters. You always say Drucker. You never go with the other Kelly.
I don't know any other Kelly. Yes, you do. Friends. Really?
Yeah, you've met her multiple times.
Oh, no, I do know Cool Kelly.
She's going to watch this and cool be Kelly. Really upset. She's going to watch this because we're live.
Yeah.
Streaming. What's up, Pop Not Soda?
What up, Kelly?
Kelly's.
Kelly's. Kelly's?
No, fuck
Kelly's. Hey, guys, so we've been on a long break. I think one of our longer hiatuses because we couldn't see each other anymore.
It was 1 month.
Yeah. What did you guys do while we weren't recording?
Well, I was unemployed for a bit. Between jobs. Well,
again?
Not really. Started a new job
since
we've been gone.
So are we still homeless movie reviews?
Yes.
Okay.
Soon to be homed.
Homed?
Yeah.
That's good.
Residenced?
Residential movie reviews.
No, it's going to be... I'll do the name reveal. No, I already know what I'm going to call it.
Oh, when's the name reveal? Today?
Sure, we can do it today.
Okay, yeah. I'm down. Brett?
What's up?
What have you been doing on break?
Nothing. Absolutely nothing.
Cool.
Just hanging out. Dude, R&R was like long overdue for us.
Is that a new video game?
No. Well, Allison and I. Dude, just like... I feel like there's something weird in the air. And just everything that could happen has happened in the last month. And...
Is that we got a mobile AC unit?
Dude.
The air was weird.
AC unit. Like,
it's a big AC unit.
Like, we're full on adulting here.
debatable,
very debatable.
But we'll let it slide.
So
as I
guess
move my PS4.
We didn't miss much. We didn't miss much from Brett over break.
How about you, Dan? Though we gotta ask you, man.
Yeah.
Nobody cares. Okay, moving on.
Every time I fall,
I had a few fantasy drafts.
Every time I had three. I had three fantasy drafts.
Oh Lord. So did I.
Did I do anything else fun? I feel like I did. But I can't really remember. August was such a blur. Oh, I got a new apartment. That's what I did.
Yeah.
That's exactly what
I did.
That's right.
You moved into Mission Valley?
Talking about adulting.
Yeah, dude.
Right.
Yeah.
You and your partner.
Up on the west side.
Made the next step.
So just like we've missed each other on a break, I think we've missed a lot of stuff in the news.
Holy shit, man.
Like, and the one thing
it went down
really,
in the month
I
of
really,
August.
Really want to get into is the... Draco Malfoy of the Olympics, Ryan Lochte. What the hell?
What just a complete and utter moron.
He's a 30-year-old frat boy.
I mean, it's absolutely unbelievable.
I
those were the only guys that got in trouble the entire Olympic Village for fucking slapdick American swimmers.
Swimmers. Yeah. And you know, like, that's kind of like the polo of... It's like the
and I guarantee too. I guarantee you, it was all Lochte.
Oh yeah.
You know
that brings
the other guys were just there.
See, like the whole thing I'm thinking about is like when has swimming ever been so prominent outside of Michael Phelps?
What's his face? The guy that had like seven medals in the 70s.
Oh, Spitz, Mark Spitz.
Yeah, Mark Spitz.
I wasn't born, and but I mean, like that's like it hasn't been a dominant sport. So some real-world shit had to happen.
It's only because the female swimmers for the U.S., goddamn, are fantastic.
Yeah.
And
Katie Ledecky, the next...
Don't wave your finger, don't be number one. Oh, that was perfect. No.
Yep.
Fuck you, Russia.
Yeah, that was great. And I definitely think Ryan Lochte, because he has a urinating in public ticket already, he had to pee. That's what he drunkenly had to pee.
Which is going to be great because... Guys, I just want to let you know right now that we have a Pop Not Soda trivia contest coming up later in the episode. And you guys are going to face each other in
What's the prize?
Is
it one of
Lochte's
medals?
A week pass to the plunge down at Belmont Park.
I was hoping it was going to be Ryan Lochte's biography.
Yeah, I mean, shit, that thing probably belly only costs flop. Like $10 a week now.
he should really contact you for the ideas.
Yeah, I'll definitely ghostwrite his biography. It'd be great.
So from one, I guess, platinum blonde failure to a not-so-platinum blonde failure, Tim Tebow is apparently a Major League Baseball player now.
Mm.
He got signed today.
He got signed today?
By the New York Mets.
Oh, my God.
To a minor league contract.
Unbelievable.
New York Mets.
Yes.
What a joke. He looked absolutely terrible. He looked horrendous in that tryout. Like, yeah, he can jack the ball 450 feet
off of
with a wood
batting practice pitch.
Exactly.
It's a court bat.
I think anybody can
it's
do
a court
that.
Bat.
Once they went live simulation, he could not hit an off-speed pitch to save his life.
The thing that bothers me with Tebow is he's so egotistical. The fact that we just gonna move the mic.
We're just moving the mics.
We're just
now.
Moving the mics
we're just
right
moving
now.
Mics, bro.
Is that? Oh God.
No, we're good. We're good.
Okay.
We're good.
He's just Tim Tebow in the mic, dude. He's
yeah, a little bit.
Trying a new sport.
No,
bro.
He's so egotistical that he could play in the NFL and he could be a really good football player, a dream of many people around the country that never get to have that come true. Yet he's like, no, only quarterback is good enough for me. And only quarterback in the NFL. He wouldn't even go to the CFL.
I know. That's what irks me. I mean, I'm still a big fan of the guy, but yeah, you could have been a starting quarterback in the Canadian Football League or the European Football League. No problem. You're still a professional football player. You're still starting, you know.
And realistically, like how much money do those guys make compared to the NFL? I mean, it's still a substantial amount of money, even if you're
it's just Canadian dollars. So.
Yeah, I mean, it's Canadian dollars. There's no taxes. I mean,
in Canada?
I guess there are
taxes.
Taxes. Yeah,
dude,
no,
they got free health care. That's
yeah.
the taxes.
Yeah, exactly.
Paid.
Exactly.
They are
exactly.
taxed. But I mean, that's the thing is, like, with this whole Bosa thing kind of coming on this week.
Oh,
I mean,
Bosa.
Yeah, we will talk about that
we
later.
We can talk about this right now. Bosa.
Okay. We'll talk about Bosa.
Bosa-gate.
But Bosa-gate, I mean.
I hate that they throw gate on everything now.
So he signed. Joey Bosa.
Done been happening.
Everybody, we're going to look at the camera. We're very happy that Joey Bosa signed onto the.
I'm looking that
way. No, we aren't.
Fuck you, bro.
At all. No, we aren't.
He's not even going to play week one.
That's what I'm saying.
He's already hurt.
Yeah. So what do you guys think about that?
It's one of the things that I kind of don't like about the NFL.
In what way, Dan?
The only thing.
I said one of.
Oh, okay.
It's just ridiculous that you can have a structured payout for their rookies, like in their most recent collective bargaining. And he wasn't even getting the offers passed to him. The agents were doing all the bartering. Nobody came to him with an offer until the day he signed. So he's removed. He's never you're not talking to the athlete. And it's just, I don't know. I never really liked Jerry Maguire, and this is how I just feel about it. Like the politicking to get a player signed for a rookie contract, especially one that is already laid out that everybody else signs, a little ridiculous to me. But the charges are cheap, so.
Yeah, it's legitimately turned into a business, you know? It's really not a sport
anymore.
The
Chargers sure have the edge on the business game these days, right? Negotiations.
They're almost as good as the Padres.
That's what I'm saying is like that. Like, I don't know. Seeing this whole Bosa thing go down, it was like,
Bosa-G.
This familiar shoes that I've been wearing quite a few times as a Chargers fan.
I just wish he was like more of a high profile player
doing this. Holdouts used to be common because there was no like minimum or maximum for rookie contracts. That's why you had like Philip Rivers held out, Sean Merriman held out. Like that was normal. But that's why in the collective bargaining agreement, they were like, yeah, we're going to stop that so rookies don't hold out or don't go unsigned. But this bucked the trend. And of course, that's how the Chargers make news, not by winning games.
Yeah, exactly. Because their stupid defensive end that they took with the third pick won't sign his contract.
Another thing, staying with the NFL, is Colin Kaepernick and his protest.
What do you guys think about that?
It's goodbye me is peaceful, nonviolent, and he's backed it up fairly well with pledging not only $1 million, but his jersey sales. And he hasn't like attacked anybody. So, I mean, it doesn't bother me.
So I've got a question about that. Does he lose any money if jersey sales either skyrocket or not? Does that plummet any
it's
sort
just
of...
all bonus.
Yeah, it's all
okay.
It's all gravy on that. Okay. And which, you know, he's now become like he sold more jerseys in the past week than he did in the previous 8 months.
Yeah. I think people were buying them to burn them. Quite a few.
I mean,
jersey burning videos.
I wouldn't amount. I mean, I wouldn't imagine that that's happening.
The scariest video I saw was this dude on Twitter playing the national anthem in a different 49ers jersey, burning his Kaepernick jersey, and like saluting.
Yeah, I saw that.
And that like screams like Red Dawn to me. Like that's how the like the commies were supposed to be.
Like the helicopters like, just come and like, fly well, in and like
you know they were just supposed to be like the scary nationalist, like everything communism is pro. Like and that's how it felt. Like
yeah,
it was weird. I think I've blown up way out of proportion.
Yeah, I think people are taking it way too personally. You know, like he's doing this because he knows how much of a reaction it's going to incite, and hopefully the conversation he's trying to start is going to develop, you know, out of everyone just calling him an asshole and un-American and things like that. I mean, I get both sides of it, obviously. I get the meaning of it and why it's done before every game, but I think the point that people are missing is the reason why the military goes out and fights is so, you know, people can do that. They can protest freely and not fear any sort of, you know, violent repercussions.
For everybody that's upset about it, there's somebody that is okay with it. Be it us, be it military vets. There's a whole hashtag, Vets for Kaepernick. There was people from the military that, yeah, go ahead and do it.
Yeah.
I guess my question is like, okay, so if you are... I don't know. At some point, and I know that this is a freedom of speech kind of thing. You First Amendment is protected by, you can do whatever you want. But as a uniformed athlete, do you shed some of your rights from the freedom of speech? Because that's where I think, like, I don't know. That's where I kind of think about it more. And I'm like, well, you know, not necessarily did... like, I can't, you don't see newscasters just going in there every day and speaking their mind about things because they're uniformed.
Oh, it's different.
But that's their, yeah, that's their job.
Their job is to provide facts.
I understand that, but is a NFL's player, but there, NFL players?
There are times where, like, you have newscasters
job to be
who
a
have,
moral, like, stake in the ground?
If you look through history, yeah. I mean,
an athlete?
Yeah, Jesse Owens, Jimmy Smith, like, Muhammad Ali,
okay.
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, okay. Jim Brown, like, throughout history, especially in the United States, the sports field has always been a place for protest, peaceful protest, and for solidarity and, you know, making a statement.
Yeah. I don't know if this is necessarily solidarity. I really, really don't know.
Well, definitely.
And I think
people
that's
split over it, which is fine. Like, it's not for everybody.
I don't know. It's not it's not providing a solution. And I think that's what's needed right now.
Well, I mean, he is pledging money. Too. And this is just a way to bring, like, we're talking
about.
What does
money do to a situation but I mean, you like this? Like, I don't get where.
Oh, well,
like,
if
cops are
victims,
if black minorities are victims of cop, you know, violations, what is money going to do to anything like that?
Resources for outreach goes to victims' families to pay legal fees. A lot of situations. Like
okay.
That.
Okay. Yeah. I guess.
Well, and it can't start from nothing. You know, like you can't just have a complete reform of police training and, you know, policing police, like auditing police. You know,
because that shit was like tried to happen in the early 90s.
It has
LA
to start
TV.
Somewhere, and
they
you know,
it, yeah.
And this is Colin Kaepernick's way of trying to start the conversation and bring it to a national light. And like, we as a society have jettisoned athletes to such a high pedestal. He Definitely. Knows what kind of platform he's on, and he knows he's going to get a ton of people talking. Like, there's so many more important and, you know, pressing issues, obviously, than a fucking backup quarterback kneeling at the national anthem.
Yeah.
But I think Colin Kaepernick understands the system, and he understands how news works, and he's just trying to do something.
And I will say the switch from sitting down to a knee is small, but I think visually it does it's different. Because the first, when he was sitting with his arms out, it looked very like relaxed and like lazy and lackadaisical. And the knee is kind of respectful, but it also shows a purpose. Like, I'm paying attention, I'm being respectful, but I'm not going to stand, I'll take a knee. And that, for football, is symbolic. But it's okay.
Yeah.
It's okay if you
don't
like
know.
It.
Yeah.
It's okay
yeah,
if you don't agree with it.
I don't know. I think it just separates people in a way that there's not necessarily a solution provided. Like, I don't know. Like,
well,
we are 100% guilty of getting these athletes this echelon that are capable of handling social media and thinking that they're able to do certain things with these sort of protests. But I don't know if they're really necessarily the people that should be.
Well,
if not him, who else? You know, it's Donald
Trump.
Yeah, exactly. It's
I don't think you want Donald Trump.
If you got somebody that's running as a politician for a major political party, where does it stop? Yeah, where does it? Yeah, that completely makes sense. So,
But this is something I want to get into because we've covered her twice now, and a lot of people have said they've liked that we've covered it. But Taylor Swift,
T-Sizzle,
and Hiddle Swift is no more.
Hold on, guys. Let me take a moment to collect myself,
Brian,
because I'm so shocked.
Sink it in really quick.
All right. Okay.
So
Taylor Swift is single.
Yeah. I hope she buys another cat because I'm hoping she'll just accumulate cats.
How many cats does she have now?
I have no idea. But
she buy one after every
ex?
I hope she does. That would be awesome.
So this is
a whole lot of fucking cats.
Yeah. Because I feel like she's going to end up like a cat lady.
Taylor Swift, $1 billion and
cats.
100 cats.
This is 20 cats just running around.
Yeah, I'm glad that the spell has been broken on Tom Hiddleston.
Yeah, me too.
I was worried for Loki.
Was he going to be Bond at some point?
Yeah, but then I think they said no because he was dating Taylor Swift.
Which they threw $150 million at Daniel Craig.
Right.
Because they respect his wife.
Yeah.
Rachel Weisz.
Yeah, that's insane.
Oh, are they married?
Yeah.
No, I didn't know that.
Good for Daniel Craig.
Yeah. What movie?
Really? I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Damn.
They were in a movie together, right?
Shout out to you,
Constant
Daniel Craig.
Gardner?
No, is that's...
I'm sorry. I did not see Daniel Craig. That along with 95% of the population.
Was she in Dragon Tattoo?
No.
That's Mooney Rara. And,
no, I know.
Is it the Gardner? No, the Constant Gardner, no. I don't know. They could have been, but...
Yeah.
We'll have a short round look
at that. So I was happy about that. So speaking of young pop stars, Zendaya, former Disney Channel star, current pop star, activist, I would say, she got cast as Mary Jane, which I'm interested to see, because I think she brings something, just how she carries her roles will bring something different to the role, better than Kristen Dunst.
Yeah, well, she's actually in her teens as well. Unlike,
I think she's maybe 20 or 21.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Man.
She's a little old.
Okay. Well, she's still... Even
maybe
so.
She is. No. Yeah. No, I think she's like 20. But
okay. Because Kirsten Dunst was like...
30.
Yeah. Was like 29 doing...
Well,
playing
and
a 16
Tobey Maguire was also
and
like 37.
Maguire. Yeah.
The youngest person in there was James Franco. Which is funny to think about.
Yeah.
They also made Aunt May like 80. Let's not... It was Grandma Aunt May.
Yeah.
And people were like, why is Aunt May so young? I'm like, no, it's relative. An 18-year-old, she should be in her late 30s, early 40s.
Right.
That's how that works. You don't have to wait till you're 40 to have a kid.
Everyone was
and
just old as balls in the original
Toss
Spider-Man.
Me Sally Field every time. I'll sign up.
Okay.
Shout
out to Sally Field.
But I'm excited. I think the casting will be great. I think they're already doing much better with this Spider-Man movie than any Spider-Man movie before it. So,
What do you think about the overall casting? You like that new Spider-Man?
I do. I think Tom Holland's awesome.
Yeah. I thought he was great in Captain America.
Did he need more time?
I don't think so.
No.
I thought that was a perfect
tease for that
character. He had more lines than Superman did. And he was only in the movie for 18 minutes or something. Yeah.
Right. We won't even.
Yeah,
we won't even waste our breath.
Let's not digress down that train.
Something else that was apparently terrible is No Man's Sky has plummeted. I heard it. It's bad, right?
Yeah, it's bad, guys. Video game news.
They should rename it to No More Sales because nobody's buying that shit.
Guys, I just got to say this right now. So No Man's Sky came out.
What are you trying to do?
Trying to temper
stop him from hitting the table.
Oh.
That you're trying to hold his hand.
If that stops him from holding the table, swear.
There we go. There we go.
Love wins.
No, no, but No Man's Sky came out August 9th. That game sucks so bad.
That's the news.
It's just so boring.
It is. Yeah. It is the epitome of bore. I can't play that more than an hour. Even halfway through that, playing that hour, it's just dog shit.
It's such an incredible achievement, and like the concept of it is it's almost inconceivable that they did this, but the game is boring as shit.
That's
the game is so boring.
That is 100% what I would equate it to, because this is basically watching I don't want to, like, achievements beside or whatever, imagine watching a slug run a marathon, and it's an achievement. I mean, it's quite a feat, but it's the most boring thing to watch.
Have you tried to return it?
There are returns that are available, but I think my conscience is kind of kicking in, where I'm like, you know, I'm the dickhead that bought this thing expecting a lot more, and
oh, so it's your fault.
It's not my fault. But
I will say one last thing I want to touch on before we head to break is the passing of one of my favorite actors of all time. And that's Mr. Gene Wilder, known for Young Frankenstein, Blazing Saddles, and most notably Willy Wonka and Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
The only Willy Wonka.
Yeah. Take a seat, Johnny Depp.
I said good day. I love that.
Yep.
So
Blazing Saddles? Did you mention Blazing Saddles?
I did mention Blazing Saddles. Yeah.
Sorry.
I blacked out. Did you guys look up the... I saw a really interesting thing about Gene Wilder. And did you see his... just how much he wanted to have a part with the costume design?
No.
Of Willy Wonka.
I did not know that.
No.
So Gene Wilder was so much more of a... I'd say like a production kind of guy that you never saw when it came to... the movies that he did, because there were Mel Brooks, and they're all just like stage productions that are, you know, done with a dime on a dollar or whatever. But you read the letters, he wrote the director a letter about the Willy Wonka costume and everything like that, and you realized how much Gene Wilder put into every role that he did. And that's one thing that's going to be extremely missed, because I don't know, you watch Johnny Depp playing Willy Wonka and...
Well, that's Tim Burton CGI and
but even
acid trip. Yeah, but even
I've
that,
never
like,
seen that, by the way, because I will not watch it.
No,
I never got through it.
No,
I would never put the first 20 minutes.
Yeah, I would never recommend it to anybody, because Gene Wilder is Willy Wonka.
Yeah, exactly.
And I mean, like, when you watch that part, like, he played every role to the point of breathing it, and it would be very, very
so
missed.
Rest in peace, Willy, Gene. Frankenstein.
Yeah.
We'll see you after the flip side.
Alright, guys. Quit.
And girls.
And ladies. Girls.
Yeah.
And ladies and women.
Cool Kelly, apparently.
And the Kellys.
The Kellys.
Kellis. And Kellis. Hey, it's me. And it's time for my movie review. So stop looking through the waiver wire. You're not going to find anybody good. And take a listen for a hot second, because this week, for Brian's domesticated movie review,
got you.
I am going to be talking about Sausage Party, right at you. And no, that is not the most cued movie on Dan's watch list. This is a film that recently came out, animated feature, backed by all those guys that did Superbad and This Is the End. Seth Rogen and Evan Goldberg, his writing partner, and all those guys. You will recognize lots of voices in this film. And I think what was really funny for me is looking back and looking up the cast, because you're sitting there listening and you're like, man, I think that's somebody. And you can figure out a couple of them, and obviously there's a lot of the lead characters, big names.
Sammy Bagel Jr.
Yeah. So Sausage Party is about a grocery store, and it's essentially all of these food items that are really excited to be picked by the gods, as they label the humans. So essentially, it's a grocery store where all the products can talk to each other and communicate. And they are all under the thought process that when they're chosen by the gods and leave the store, they are going to, you know, our version of heaven where everything's just tits. You learn that when you are taken, the groceries learn, they're taken out of the store, that humans then just eat the shit out of all of them. And it's a horrible, horrible experience. They end up coming back to the store and, you know, like trying to convince the rest of the groceries that it's actually a bad thing to be removed from the store, and they need to, you know, figure that out.
Question for you. Does it have any Animal House kind of plots to it?
It's no.
Okay. Okay.
No.
Okay.
It does have
Animal Farm. What am I talking about? Animal Farm.
Oh, Animal Farm.
Animal Farm. What am I thinking?
Maybe from like a high level perspective.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
Because the movie is a really interesting commentary.
Clearly, I'm
on
a high level person.
Yeah. Yeah.
Animal House instead of Animal Farm. So.
Yes. No. John Belushi is not in this movie. So yeah, it is an interesting look at religion in the world. Because, you know, their view of the gods and, you know, their beliefs, how blind it may be, is something they've been convinced of. And, you learn a little bit into the movie how that thought process and the song that they sing before every day, you know, was kind of established. So that was an interesting piece of it. You know, those guys are smart and they're always going to, you know, maybe sneak in, try and sneak in a message. You know, not to the level of the South Park guys, but, you know, they try. And, yeah, I thought the movie was really funny. Of course, they're your stupid, you know, wiener and bun jokes that just roll throughout the movie. But once you understand that, you know, it's just a stupid fucking movie about groceries, you can appreciate the humor in it. And there is one scene towards the end that pretty aggressive, real aggressive. And yeah, I'll just leave it at that. So for my movie review for Sausage Party, I am giving it 3 out of 5. Crocheted towels. I was trying to think of something really domesticated.
3.
yeah, 3. 3 out of 5. You know, it's definitely not as good as a lot of their other movies, but I still thought it was hilarious. It's R-rated. It's a comedy. And yeah, and it's entertaining. You know, you don't need to go see it in theaters. Wait for it on DVD. Dan is really eager to,
it's just,
to say something.
You brought up, like, Trey and Matt from South Park.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt like this was a bad South Park ripoff, because they do make the commentary about like religion, but it's not subtle and it just hits you over the head every single scene. It wasn't subtle to me, and so like me who caught on right away.
Is it subtle in South Park?
They have more. I guess
they have
more
Jesus Christ fight Santa Claus.
Yeah, that's hilarious
on the goddamn
but
show.
What I mean, like, is like it just felt like it wasn't like unique. Like it was just like,
yeah,
like, jokes I could have came up with.
No, I
didn't get like this is like a really funny take on like, oh, tequila's Mexican and the taco's a lesbian and
mm-hmm.
Yeah. I will say I did really enjoy Bill Hader as Fire Whiskey.
Yeah,
Craig Robinson as Grits.
Yep. And Danny McBride
as
Mustard.
Honey Mustard was great.
Yeah,
those were high points. Especially hit the animation on Honey Mustard was really cool.
Yeah,
but like I don't know, like I just it was at points trying to be obscene, which okay, and you get away with a lot with animation, especially that last scene. Like it's to a point where like. That's something I guess I didn't think that they should do that with that and then this and
right exactly
yeah.
They got away with a lot for sure.
And I will say my other favorite part has to do with James Franco's character and Michael Cera's character. There's the scene that involves them.
Yep.
That I did like, but I don't know. I just felt like if I would want to see like the South Park guys write their take on this, It'd be a little different.
Yeah. And I think something to keep in mind is that they've been working on this movie for like a decade.
Yeah.
You know, while. they had this idea and were just never, I think they were just never able to get it passed through a studio for a good reason.
Yeah.
It's a fucking animated movie about hot dogs fucking buns. Like, let's get real. So yeah, I agree that it wasn't, you know, spearheading the things that South Park has and has done, you know, a tremendous job of combining just R-rated hilarity and like a deep message. But it, you know, you have to take it for what it is. It's just an animated film. I will say film
Nick Kroll's character is a highlight.
Yeah, yeah. He plays a douche.
And if you can guess who Paul Rudd's character is without waiting for the credits, props to you.
Wait. Paul Rudd's in it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. And Nick Kroll?
Yeah.
And, you know, I'll tell you, Edward Norton's in it. I'm not going to tell you who it is. But Edward Norton's in it.
Kristen Wiig, obviously.
Jonah Hill.
Do any of those people play humans? Or are they all?
Yeah, there's some humans. Yeah.
Okay.
But definitely, it was definitely that, like, how obscene and raunchy can we get? That I haven't seen in a while, actually. So,
Yeah, I mean, they did something that has never been done. They made an R-rated, like, Pixar movie, you know?
Which is brilliant when you think about that.
Yeah.
I mean, people have probably been waiting for that for a while. And, yeah.
I had a question for you. Were you sober? Were you of clear mind when you saw the movie?
No, I don't think I've been sober for more than 5 minutes since I've been 17 years old.
Because I feel like that also has a difference on your experience with the movie.
No, I agree, but I mean, I still appreciate it for what it is.
We went to dinner before this movie, and we had a group of friends leave after dinner to go to an apartment to then partake, to then come back and watch the movie.
I mean, I think that's perfectly reasonable.
They aim at that demographic a little bit.
Right. Yeah. Yes, there's definitely a scene with a kazoo and some peace pipes being smoked.
Nice.
Yes.
Are they the Cheetos?
You ever been as...
No.
You ever been not the Cheetos.
Super
Damn
bait,
it.
Bro. Like, so bait, you fucking guy bait. Like, that metaphor.
Yeah.
The best line of the whole
movie. I'm going to get really baked like fuck a guy baked.
Okay, I might need
just that one line. I'm just saying, there's funny parts. You do laugh.
Yeah,
but for just sure. Be prepared, because I was not prepared. I was unprepared. I think all of us were pretty prepared for Apple's event yesterday.
Yeah,
iPhone 7.
Yeah.
Some cool features with the new phone. No headphone jack, which people are really upset about.
It's the 7, right?
Yeah.
Apple 7. 7. Okay, people, the iPhone 7 came out.
That has to be
When is it?
In a couple weeks.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
They always do in September.
Yeah. A lot of people are upset that there's no headphone jack.
Yeah. Why?
They give you a lightning cord adapter so you can still use your headphones or aux cords or whatever. People are overlooking that. They really want their headphone jack. Also, people are upset that the wireless AirBuds cost $159. But if you get the phone, they come with it for free. So I don't understand. Just don't lose them.
Yeah. I mean, I do see that being an issue, is losing them.
Just get a little pouch.
Even so, like, you're...
You know, perfect it's $160.
Dude. Yeah, perfect exactly.
I think people are going to steal them. I think that's...
Oh, yeah.
Oh, 100%. That's the problem.
They're the size of a quarter.
No one's going to lose them. People are stealing them, and people think they lost them. That's probably the whole entire issue of it.
So, I think we're going to go into Pop Not Soda Top 5.
Yes.
PNS Top 5.
Boom. Can you say that really quick, Dan?
The top 5 PNS?
Yes.
Yeah, top 5 PNS.
Yeah, Dan. You got that imprinted in your memory,
top
I'm sure.
Top 5 PNS.
Yes.
Pop, not soda. Our initials, PNS.
Oh, that's just not your memory bank.
This week's top 5 PNS will be, what are your top 5 features that you would want on a new iPhone?
Mm-hmm. Well, Dan, I'm going to have to steal this first one from you. but I would say virtual reality. You know, I know they already have the Samsung phones that could do that. Maybe some other phones, but Apple's not there yet. You know, I think we'd all know what Dan would utilize that feature for. Myself, I'd like to take a beautiful fly over the Grand Canyon.
Ooh.
A little soaring.
Good job.
Soaring over
there. Yeah, that's a nice. Yeah.
All right. I see your virtual reality, and I go one better. Holographic projection.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I would like for my new iPhone.
Like Leia's.
Like Leia. Like, that's what I want, like, bro. Matt? Yeah.
You
want
to go back to the 70s.
Help me, Obi-Wan. Can
I just want, like, real quick. Could you imagine just, like, someone sends you, like, a Snapchat. Boom. Little holographic projection.
Do you think that would work? Like, I mean, like, yeah. like for meetings? Would you do that for meetings? Or where would you
they
do
that? They did have the, don't you remember those phones that had the
they have
projector capability? Yeah. Yeah.
3D?
Not 3D.
Not 3D.
Okay, okay.
I don't necessarily know if I need holographic 3D, but, like, if I could have a projector on the iPhone.
Yeah.
Where I could just be, like, throw it up against the wall real quick, little tongue start, little flick.
Yeah.
And it goes against the wall. I'm cool with that.
Okay. So there we go. We got two.
Self-charging battery. Those batteries suck.
Well, like, aren't they going to do the... like, I don't... Well, like Samsung did with the like, you don't need
the wireless?
Plug. Yeah, the wireless charger.
I think so.
Maybe. I don't know. I want the... Dude, the batteries on these iPhones suck.
Well, you also have, like, an iPhone 4.
Yes, I do. No, iPhone 5. Oh, I have an iPhone 5.
5S
it's
or just
not,
5?
Yeah, it's not everybody's like,
I'm
holy
staring
shit,
at it
bro,
right
you
now.
You live, like, in, like, 2002, man. Like, you got to upgrade. No, I'm in 2005.
Yeah. I mean, let's be fair real quick. We have to remember the iPhone hasn't even been out for a decade yet, which is a little weird.
That's true. That's true.
That is
yeah,
crazy to think
yeah,
about.
Yeah, I would love, though, if it, at any point it was like, yo, I'm about to die, it could, like, solar charge itself. Just, like, somehow... I don't know. Have, like, some...
You want your fucking
you
Superman. Just
you know,
the sun and
you
charge.
Know what else you could say is just a longer battery life.
Longer battery life. There we go. All
right, Brian.
Number one.
Number four.
Okay. Number four, you know, kind of going off the hologram theme, I have seen these, and I don't know if there are some that are readily available, but... an ability to have, like, a keyboard.
Oh, the LED laser.
Yeah. That, like, comes out of your phone. So you can, like, set your phone down on any surface, and then the keyboard
would project out.
So you could just, like, type on.
But do you think tactile shit is bad? Because, like, I want to feel keys. Do you not?
Have you tried typing on an LED?
Yes, I've tried typing on a fucking flat thing, and it's stupid.
I mean, if you could just do that anywhere.
You mean like a touch screen?
I guess, if that's the case.
Where you tap, there's no keys on your iPhone.
Okay.
number five. Coming right at you. Very true. An unbreakable goddamn screen.
Preach.
That's what I want. I don't want to be worried every time something, like, slips out of my pocket or falls off a table or it's... plugged in charging, Brett kicks the cord and my phone goes flying, that the screen's going to shatter.
I don't kick the cord.
I don't want that to happen. I don't want to fear for my life that I have to spend $140 to just get the screen replaced.
Yeah, but that's exact because they make $100 off you when you go in and do that.
Well, courage. That's what it takes.
Yeah, and that's why they make the battery life on the iPhone 5S shitty.
Oh, yeah, it's pretty terrible.
Because it's planned obsolescence. They
this
want to buy the new
on my 6S.
You guys
want to
ask me about the iPhone 5 battery?
No.
No.
Yeah. But
in the time it took you to say no, your phone already died.
That has been the first top five PNS.
Definitely not Dan's last.
I don't know what you're insinuating. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't care. All I know is we're going into Brett versus Dan right now.
Boom!
Or, I'm sorry,
Brian versus Dan right now.
I know Brett, you want to play Brett because you don't want to see me.
We are about to go down
this
right
now.
This
is about to be Quizmasters? Is that
Quiz
what we're calling
Masters.
This? Quizmasters.
Quizmasters is going down. Pop Not Soda, first time ever.
Quizmasters.
You guys are ready?
Yeah.
I think
what's
it's
the game?
Called Quizmasters.
So I just want to tell you, I was scouring the internet this week. And
just
I realized,
this week?
Well, a couple weeks. And I realized that Ryan Lochte has a similarity to somebody from the 90s.
Nick Nolte.
Close. Younger.
Eddie Murphy.
Whiter.
Michael Jackson.
Damn it.
Oh, you guys are close. Keanu Reeves.
Oh,
Keanu Reeves says some ridiculous shit in his movies.
He's Ted, right?
I know Kung Fu. Ted.
Just like Ryan Lochte says some ridiculous shit
Ted,
in his
right?
real life.
Yeah,
he's Ted.
Yeah. Okay. So what I'm going to do, guys, is this is going to be Ryan Lochte versus Keanu Reeves.
So did we buzz in by saying our own names, right?
Oh, no. I'm going to ask you one.
One at a time?
I'm going to quote you guys.
Okay.
And we're going to tally this.
Okay. Let's do it.
And we will get it all figured out. All right.
All right.
Yo, ladies first, so go ahead, Brian.
Appreciate it.
Equality here at Pop Not Soda.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Very gentlemanly of you.
Let me get the pen in order first.
The pen 15.
The pen 15.
Pen 15. PNS. What's the point? Anybody want to go first?
We're letting Brian.
I'm going first.
Brian's going to go first. Yes. All right, Brian. Keanu Reeves or Ryan Lochte?
Lochte. Not Lochte. Lochte.
Ryan the Swimmer.
Got it. The floating douche.
Remember, crazy, not stupid.
That's Keanu Reeves.
Ooh.
It is Keanu Reeves.
One for Brian.
You bastard. What movie is that from? Did you not write down the movies?
I did not write
down. Please tweet us to let us know if you know what movie that's from. Good job, Quizmaster.
Yep. Okay. All right. Dan, here you go.
Let's do it.
I wish I could say something classy and inspirational, but that just wouldn't be our style. Dan is pondering. Dan is got the heavy
Keanu Reeves.
That is Keanu Reeves. That's Shane Falco from The Replacements.
It's Keanu Reeves.
It is Keanu Reeves.
Yes!
Boom!
Oh, I can see it. It's like, that's just not our style. Yeah.
That's Falco.
That's a great movie.
It is a great movie.
Yeah.
All right. Man. Here we go. Always reach for the moon, Brian. Wait, I'm sorry. Am I holding it?
You're holding it in front of your microphone.
I'm sorry.
Okay. That's what you're doing.
There we go. Okay. Always reach for the moon, because if you slip, you will still be a star.
Wow. I'm going to say that's Ryan Lochte.
That is Ryan Lochte. Boom.
Ryan Lochte. It's not Lochte.
It's Lochte.
I'm just going to say Ryan the Swimmer. Can you guys just say Ryan the Swimmer?
Ryan Potato Lochte.
I'm just going to call it Ryan the Swimmer.
Ryan Lochte and Key.
Here we go.
It's me, right?
Yep. Dan? I see me being a designer. I see me being a model. I see me
Ryan
being
Lochte.
A TV... Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I don't think Keanu Reeves has ever said that.
I don't even need... Yeah.
All right. Let's go.
Here we go.
We're perfect right now.
All right, Brian.
Mm-hmm.
I'm Mickey Mouse. They don't know who's inside the suit.
Yikes.
Glad this one's you and not me.
Wow. I am going to say... That's Ryan Lochte.
That's Keanu Reeves.
That is Keanu Reeves.
God damn it.
Oh, that is Keanu Reeves right there.
You know what movie that's from?
I do not, actually.
Is it Point Break?
That could be Point Break.
I think it's Point Break.
That could be Point Break. Son of a bitch.
All right. Here we go. Dan, for the comeuppance right here. What would happen if you melted? You know... You never really hear this talked about too much, about spontaneous combustion. It exists. People burn from within. Sometimes they'll be in a wooden chair, and the chair won't burn. And there'll be nothing left of the person except sometimes his teeth.
It's Ryan Lochte.
Or the heart.
Tell me it's Ryan Lochte. Please tell me it's Ryan Lochte, not Keanu Reeves.
Keanu Reeves.
What?
Keanu Reeves?
From what movie?
All right, guys.
That was so dumb.
We are even right now.
Wow.
That's what I'm saying. There are such...
Wow.
Such comparisons between these.
Yeah, I totally would have gone with Ryan Potato Lochte.
Why would Ryan Lochte be talking about spontaneous combustion? Yeah. But he probably doesn't know that spontaneous combustion...
He doesn't know what it is.
Damn it.
Brian, when I read in Us Weekly the other day that she was 59, I was like, whoa, dude, no way she's old enough to be my mother. Being with somebody that old is like committing incest, only you're not related.
That's got to be Potato Lochte.
That is Keanu Reeves.
Oh, my God. What the fuck?
Is this for the win?
Oh, I mean, if we want to do, are we going best of three? Is that what we're doing? We didn't announce it. We'll do best of four. That's what we'll do.
So first of four.
First of four. That's okay, what we'll do. Okay. First of four.
Let's do it.
So, all right, Dan. Quote, I can't eat beans, all beans. I think because I'm half Cuban, so growing up we were always eating black beans and rice, and I think I just said enough with it, and I can't even stand to taste it anymore.
I swear to God, Ryan Lochte's half Cuban. It's Keanu Reeves.
That is Ryan Lochte.
How is Ryan Lochte half Cuban?
It is still an even match, guys.
Maybe he just thinks he's Cuban because he can swim so
well.
Hey,
on this, you guys better find a better game next week. Because
okay.
How is he half Cuban?
All right, guys. Yep, here we go. Let's go. Brian, for the three. I was a little troublemaker, always trying to get in trouble, always mischief, like throwing rocks at cars when I was younger, all that kind of stuff.
That is... That's Potato Lockie.
That is Ryan Lockie. Yeah. All right, Brian.
Wow.
Ryan Lochte.
Whatever. That's what we're going to call it. Ryan right. Lochte.
Just give me a question.
All right. Here we go. All right, Dan. For the tie.
Oh, this is terrible.
When something happens to you that hasn't happened before, don't you at least have to find out what it is?
Keanu Reeves.
Yes, that is Keanu Reeves.
Is that from like the Lake House?
Probably.
Yeah. Don't ever forget that Keanu Reeves made the Lake House.
Okay, you know what we're going to do? We're going to throw this to a tiebreaker right now.
First one to say
this
our name.
This is 3-3.
Right.
3-3.
And you guys, first one to say the right one wins.
Should we say the right one or should we say our name to answer?
You guys, as soon as you think you know the answer, you say it.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Here comes the quote. Abe Lincoln is my favorite president of all time, and he pulls off that top hat pretty well.
Keanu Reeves.
Damn it.
Dan wins it. Oh! It was Ryan Lochte.
Yes! I would have said Keanu Reeves too, so I'm really glad.
I was thinking Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventures.
That's
exactly
what I was thinking.
Fuck.
I was like, that would be true.
Great, great job, guys. Ugh. Dan, I owe you a week at the plunge. If you guys want to sponsor
congratulations.
That,
enjoy your hepatitis B.
Yeah, I need to get vaccinated for this. All right. Well, that has been Pop That Soda, episode 26. We are back from break, and we will be here next week with hopefully a brand new episode. I don't know. Brett's going out of town for like a week, so we'll have to figure that out.
Yeah.
We may just get rid of him. We have been Pop That Soda. You can follow us on Twitter if you miss us throughout the week. Brian over here is at BOwens619. My colleague Brett is at Nieces
Fear Boner.
Pieces.
Fear
no, he
Boner
changed
too.
It back. Okay. He changed it back to Nieces Pieces. Myself, I'm at Paper Champion DP. And you can always follow our main account at Pop_NotSoda. Every Monday, we are going to be released on iTunes and popnotsoda.podbean.com. And now YouTube, which hopefully this is where you're watching us right now. On YouTube. Or if you got the live stream, you're an early adopter. Good for you.
Woo!
But new episodes every Monday. Don't forget it. And until next time, we have been PNS.
We would stand up for the national anthem.
I'd probably take a knee.
I would.
You would, Dan.
I would stand up for the national
anthem. Yeah. Maybe I would too, but that's just because my penis weighs me down so much.